Well, hello, everybody. This is Father Tony again with our second podcast during the coronavirus pandemic. But I'm finding this a really helpful way to be able to speak to you, to connect with you in a way that we use technology for good rather than for bad, as so often it does. So today, though, it's not just me. Today, we have our associate here, Father Bo Braun, and I have to tell you, I'm really happy that he's with us, and that's because those of you who went to Monday morning Mass heard that Father Bo, late Sunday night, was in a one-car accident. He's doing okay, as you'll hear, but I think he has some wonderful things for us to hear. So now that he's driving a big old van rather than a small car, he can tell you a little bit about what's going on and how we might find some spiritual nourishment here. So here's Father Bo.
It is good to be here and to be alive, even if I have to drive a minivan around. So Sunday night, went into the ditch, and it kind of felt like action movie when the main character, the car is exploding behind him, but he walks out unscathed. Because I walked out of this car accident thinking it could have been so much worse. You know, there were trees to my left, there were trees to my right. I could have flipped the vehicle if I tried to turn. And I was thinking in that moment, just so grateful to be alive. I just remember taking deep breaths and just enjoying the night air. While I was waiting for people to arrive, I had a Code Red in my car and started drinking that, and it had never tasted better. Code Red had never tasted better.
What's a Code Red, Father?
It's a flavor of Mountain Dew.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. One of the best flavors. But I was so grateful to be alive, and it reminded me of the lesson, familiarity breeds contempt. When we get so close to something, a lot of times we don't appreciate it. When it's in our life every day, we don't appreciate it. And so when you have a near-death experience, you start to appreciate life more. And it reminded me of our current situation. You know, we don't know what's going to happen in the future, in the next upcoming weeks, but we're not going to have the same freedom or the same availability that we had before. And, just a time to appreciate what we had. And God willing, when it comes back, to appreciate even more than the regularity of masses, of confessions, and to not let that familiarity breed that same kind of contempt, but to be grateful for what our God has given us.
No, I think that's exactly right. I found that in my life to be the case, Father, that when you don't have something, it's then you appreciate what you had. I remember when I had my shoulder surgery and I was out and I couldn't drive for 6 weeks. Man, I didn't realize how much I loved driving my car and having my independence. Mm. But it taught me also to rely on others too. So,
yeah, I think it's an important thing to remember in this time. But this morning we had Mass. We were able to have Mass and people were able to gather. And I was appreciating that because we don't know what's going to happen in the future. But you gave a homily. The gospel reading was on the wicked servant who's forgiven his debt and then doesn't forgive the debts of those who are indebted to him. And then Jesus' commandment not to forgive 77 times, but 7 times 7.
Yeah. Well, 7's a perfect number, Father, so it means all the time, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Right.
Yeah, I do love the readings during Lent, and Jesus doesn't really mince words oftentimes in there. A couple things I said in my homily this morning, for those of you who weren't there at daily Mass, one of the things I said is that, forgiveness isn't the easiest thing in the world to do. We know it can be a difficult thing, but you know what? If we can begin forgiving people readily, right away, for little things, it will help us down the line to be able to forgive people for the larger things. You know what I mean? I think it's really important for us. We have to practice forgiveness. And that 7 times, 77 times, or whatever they use, means we have to forgive all the time. without number, without counting. And so forgiving little things helps certainly for us to forgive the larger things. The second thing that I said was about freedom, and I think we tend to forgive this. When we withhold forgiveness, when we hold grudges, when we hold anger inside, resentments, all that, it builds up. But when we forgive, when we let go and forgive, it always leads to freedom. It always leads to freedom. Even our own personal freedom, it's amazing what forgiveness can do for ourselves and others. And of course, Christ knew this. He forgave people right from the cross. The people that were putting nails in his hands and his feet, he forgave. Forgiveness always leads to freedom. So two good things for us to think about. Anything more, Father, you wanted to say today?
Yeah, well, I just know that personally, the process of forgiveness has always been difficult. It's challenging to get to that point where you can forgive the person. But like you said, when it happens, there's freedom. You describe it as a weight being taken off, a weight that you've been carrying around. And I love that line this morning. And then it's a lot of times when we look at that person that we're trying to forgive, but we can't, you know, maybe it was something intense, a betrayal that we just can't get past. A lot of times we're like, well, how do I move towards forgiveness? And your line, I just appreciated so much that, well, maybe I can't forgive that person, but maybe there's something else in my life, something smaller that I can start forgiving that will help me forgive that more serious wound.
And it's a process, too. Even the larger things, sometimes you have to forgive multiple times before you realize that you've actually let it go and forgiven them. Yep. And so it's important to actually say those words sometimes over and over again before it really takes root and takes hold. Make sense?
Yes.
Good. Well, listen, that was what we talked about today in our homily. And I hope that you will continue to tune in every single day. We're going to be trying to give you some spiritual nuggets. One more thing I'd say about forgiveness, too, is so today in your prayer time, think if there is anything or anyone in your life that you haven't yet forgiven, and start finding a way to let it go so that you can have that freedom, the personal freedom that Christ really wants for you. Continue tuning in every single day to this podcast. We want to keep in touch with you. And then the other reminder I wanted to give to you is that right now things change sometimes every hour with this coronavirus thing going on. And so everything is fluid. And so it's really important that you continue to check on our website, check with us to find out what's still going on, what's not. Unfortunately, many things are canceled, if not most. But we need to find ways to keep continuing to pray. This is Lent, and we want to increase our prayer, not decrease it. So even if you can't come to an event at church, please continue to find other ways to pray. For example, if you can't get to daily mass, well, then go on the website. You know, there's lots of websites, but the USCCB, that's the United States Conference of Catholic Bishops, USCCB.com, they have the daily readings there all the time. So maybe pick them up, read them, and pray with them. I think that's a good thing to do. And everybody, don't forget to pray during this crisis. We need to pray for each other, and we need to pray for those who are ill, those who are dying. And finally, we need to pray for an end to this pandemic.
Amen.
All right. Well, listen, check in again tomorrow, and you never know who will show up. Bye now, and God bless.